building the shelter.
I love it.
No.
It should be not free and creative.
It's so a really nice idea.
Well, the accessories were really fantastic.
I don't know.
Have to see how it works.
Hi, I'm Christian from Oral Radio. Interviews and discussions from the presentation of the Cycling Design Workshop.
I couldn't imagine parking my bike there. It doesn't seem like it's... I don't know. I mean, it looks nice.
The standardized cycle parking holder is a logic.
Yeah, exactly.
That is why it is standardized. Yeah. And that logic, I don't find it new, because that should be here plus something new. And the logic I don't find, because you know how the front wheel is gripped and you know where to... To say it should be all free and creative, it doesn't help me. It should be not free and creative. It should know where my cycle doesn't fall. Because that's what I need. A cycle parking stand is where the cycle doesn't fall.
Yeah.
Otherwise, any tree, any house wall is good enough. So that need of the bicyclist to have a place where the cycle is held, gripped, that has to be attended to, no?
But on the picture they showed, it seemed to me that there was something hanging from that piece of bamboo that's horizontal, right?
This detail is not clear enough.
But that is
the detail which the bicyclist wants.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
It's fine with me to have that spiral going all through. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
But the standardized design, the logic of the standardized design has to be there too. There I have a grip. There my cycle doesn't fall. Otherwise, I will come and I lean it here.
Or where you actually lock it anywhere
if it doesn't help me to keep it.
Yeah,
but here you can lean it many ways. You could lean it here, you could lean it here, there.
If I lean it here, then why do I have that? I can lean it next to a tree.
If you lean it here, it's a choice that you make. That you're using about four spaces, because there is so many other ways that you can lean it in a more efficient way.
It would be a bad way to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the guy,
that's the user. The user will be. But it will be the user's choice.
By the standardized grip tells you this is the way you use it.
Yes,
and
right.
Don't waste space.
And you get more bicycles. You get the maximum amount of bicycles in your space.
The idea.
Because just to make it more playful, everything is so linear and so standardized. We just wanted to come out.
Because if you show exactly the way it has to be used, right, then you take a lot of.
The question of keep my cycle straight. Otherwise, I throw it on the ground.
No, your bike will be kept straight there.
I don't know where. I don't know how.
You can keep it there. 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 Yeah?
Where do you try it, Joe?
It's true. That's the way people park here anyway. They just park anyway.
So anyway, I don't need another structure for anyway. That's expensive anyway. Then I take natural anyway.
But we don't have so much problem of space. In the West, you may have problems with space. We don't have. We can be a bit more playful.
I'm not talking about the West, Mona.
No, I'm saying, you know, having this, what you were saying, that people have standardized it because of a certain reason.
If we have,
it's because of the space.
If we have an event at Bharatnivas, we are cramped. We have a cramped parking space. I'm not talking about two people coming by chance together to produce. I'm talking about main rush hour, 20 customers.
When you design something else, I think this is, you need, it's nice to be playful also, no? It's nice to have an element.
Yeah, I'm Priyanka.
What part of this project are you doing?
I'm doing the shelter, parking for the shelter. And we just designed, I think we explained you the entire thing. That we're looking at, we explained you the entire roof. It's a bamboo structure and it's got an overhang because we wanted to have a complete shadow. And bamboo is a material which is easily buildable. So that's why we've been using it.
Have you been cycling before?
Yes, not before, but once we came here for 3 weeks, we've just been cycling.
So you think the things here need improvement, or the...
In terms of the pathway, yes, definitely. That is why we are here. That's our job. Right?
Have you been cycling before, or you're just cycling in Oroville?
No, only in Oroville. We've just been doing it here. And that's why we realize what are the needs which people want here. And the locking system, the parking style, the pathways, and then the shelter and all of that. Just because we've been cycling exclusively.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really worried about this other one because, I mean, with all that mechanical stuff, I mean, I personally don't see it lasting more than 6 months. And then you would have the thing, you wouldn't be able to pull the thing out, and then it wouldn't retract. And
I wonder whether you won't pull out a scorpion or some beehive.
Yes, I know. I was really worried about that. I love the idea. It's a really nice idea. But I'd like something a bit more where you could just kind of loop the wire or something, and you didn't have all that business in the middle.
Because when you just let the wire be there, because it becomes a hindrance. Because here, what you're looking for is something like when you need it, you take it out.
I understand the logic behind it. It's just, I wonder if in this climate, in this place, I mean, knowing, you know, as Lucas says, you know, you get bees and stuff in it, and then I just feel it probably wouldn't last very long. I like the idea of that. I like that one much better than this one, actually, because especially if you put something on the end of the wire, and then you can tie your bicycle to, because that's the thing I'm most concerned about when I park my bicycle, is a security thing. I want to put it somewhere and somehow be able to lock it up so that people can't easily take it away.
Actually, here, that's what we actually started with, some car seat belt you have, which retracts by itself and all those things. We were looking for all those mechanisms, but finally we came down making that, like, because we don't want any chance of, like, just removing it up and maintenance and all those things. So we came up with a very simple thing. You have a pulley, and the pulley, you just, once you grease it up, is more than enough. So the pulley works, and then there is a load which is there. So you don't have any other mechanism which is...
But what about when the bees get in?
Because says the hole is only allowed to be as big as the rope. Nothing else can do.
Okay. And you also have a rubber washer first, and then you have a cable holder which grabs onto the cable.
We can certainly try it. If you have to repair it, that hole is not big enough.
We have a shelf which you can just take the weight out. We are making it as a openable lid on top.
I really like the idea. It's just I'm a bit concerned about how it would be in this place. But we could try,
What's your name?
Tlaloc.
What's your interest in this project?
I was interested in one bicycle-friendly environment, and the other was to look at how designers try to solve problems.
Okay, so you're cycling yourself in Oroville?
Yeah, I cycle in Oroville.
And which things need most improvement, do you think?
Well, the accessories were really fantastic, where you have a bag that converts to a seat and lights. Some of the structures and things may be a problem just with vandalism and the hard wear and tear that kids can and others could exhibit there.
Okay, thank you.
Can you plan some accessory for that can be hung on the top tube?
Central bar.
Yeah, the rod in front. Yeah.
We thought of providing something, but later on we realized that when you are actually cycling, your legs are at a certain distance where you can't put anything in between.
Something like a small file. Like often, what happens? Either you're carrying a file or a bunch of papers. Something not too broad. I can understand your problem. It'll
a child.
Yeah. So a little bit width where I can put in like papers or something, because often you want to only carry papers.
This product came up from studying Ammas.
Okay, you're targeting them.
For a specific target.
So that you have the bag, you can actually buy it back. It's not that much.
The bag, but then you have to carry for that.
Ask Amma to carry it.
I think in such a short period, the team has done a very fantastic job.
Yeah.
And what I liked most was the map, because of the signage, which I think was a very good creative idea.